Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Port Chester, Westchester Talk Radio presents the December edition of the I Love My Office Winner's Happy Hour. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Port Chester, along with Joseph Bircher Florals of Armagh, Ray Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Amerinac, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. And don't forget, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, Mixmaster. And we want to remind you, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. You sure can. Westchester Talk Radio. What a beautiful evening here. Our fourth visit here to Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Port Chester for the latest winners. I Love My Office Happy Hour. We enjoy each and every one of them. And speaking of the winners, we have a representative of one of our November winners here with us tonight. We're happy to have Jamel Scott. You may remember him. He's Director of Culture, and also he's the Athletic Director at the school. Jamel, good to have you with us tonight. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Well, the last time we saw, of course, a lot of enthusiasm. Of course, your team name is called the Flying Eagles, right? And they were flying that day, right?
Yes, they were.
Yeah. And tell us, since we've been there, anything new that's been going on at the school you want to share with us?
Sports is kicking off the ground now. My cheerleaders just had a competition on Sunday, finished second in Harrison's cheerleading competition, and my steppers finished fourth in the step competition in the Battle of the Burrows on Saturday.
Yeah,
so they're kicking off, and basketball will start off in January, playing our games.
Fantastic. So what I saw there, just a lot of school spirit there, just all the way around, right from the fifth to the eighth graders, right?
Tons of school spirit, great kids, just love to be there. The staff loves to be there and engage with the kids and just build their spirit and morale up throughout the day, every day.
Indeed. I also want to remind you, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, do you love your office? I mean, really love your office. How'd you like to be a part of this wonderful happy hour? Well, you can. All you have to do is log onto our website, westchestertalkradio.com. You go to the I Love My Office icon, you click it and enter all your office information, and you can win these fabulous prizes just like Amani Public Charter School did. Aside from the happy hour, you also get a bouquet of flowers from Joseph Bircher Florals and Grey Rock Florists, an assortment of chocolates from Chocolations, and a social media consultation with MSM Designs of Tarrytown. But here's the best part, and Jamel certainly knows about this, a live broadcast with us, Westchester Talk Radio, direct from your office. Sound good? Indeed.
Well, sounds Jamel, amazing.
It is amazing what we do. And again, being around the school, as I said, it's a really special place you have there.
Just a great school we have there. We just had our first fundraiser, Amani Speakeasy, on last Thursday, which we raised, a good amount of money there. Next time, I'll definitely invite you two fellas there to join us. It was a grand night. Harlem Renaissance theme, dressing up. We'll have pictures. You can look at us on Go Amani Eagles, our website, and we have all the pictures and videos from that night.
How many years has that actually been done, this particular fundraiser?
This is our second year only. Last year, we did it at Apricots and Honey. It was a pretty decent turnout. This year is the best by far, raising over $17,000.
Excellent. Was that more than last year?
Way more. Last year, we raised $1,500.
Yeah, so that money really is going to be well spent for all which
it's going
there,
to
right?
our Louise Howard Learning Center, which is our library. We currently do not have a library at Amani, and we're trying to build one out, and that's through fundraisers and raising money throughout events like our Amani Speakeasy event.
Well, for those of you who weren't with us when we visited Amani, again, that school really does change children's lives. I mean, from the time they come in to the time they leave. I mean, it really enriches their future. And again, it just really makes a difference as a public charter school.
Oh, of course, yeah. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else. I've been at Amani since day one, and I don't plan on leaving. And just helping kids change their life through school and do different life activities, whether it's sports enrichment, or in-school situations.
Now, again, you do wear many hats. For those of you who are not familiar with your title, again, Director of School Culture and Athletic Director, you do both those roles. Just, again, refamiliarize everybody what school culture is all about, directing that.
So, Director of School Culture, I focus on everything from what the teachers say in the classroom, how they dress, the kids, what they say, how they move around my building, how they dress, and how we interact with the kids and defuse situations and how we just speak positive language all the time. Athletic director. I direct all athletics. I have six programs: girls, boys, basketball, track, cheerleading, and step.
Yeah, And you said these athletics, they've been doing really well. You already gave some examples of that.
Yes, my girls' basketball team have currently 6 championships in the last 5 years, playing in multiple leagues. My steppers, second year competing, finished second on Sunday. And that was cheerleaders. And my steppers competing for the first time this past Saturday in Queens, doing amazing. They'll also be competing again on January 13th in Brooklyn, Battle of the Barrels.
Well, as we look towards 2018, Jamil, other exciting things in the pipeline for the school?
When basketball starts, of course, and our girls' basketball is our shining stars. We're going for our 7th championship and working on a 5-year renewal with the state, because as a charter school, you got to get renewed every year.
And again, if a parent is listening to this and they are thinking of sending their child to this school, how do they apply for it?
You go to montecharterschool.org. A scholar has to be a 5th grader through 8th grader to apply. And it's a lottery. You just fill out the application, and in April we have a lottery for the scholars to come, the parents and the scholars to come, and we just literally pick their name out of a hat. First 90 get the spot.
And again, there's been a lot of demand for sending children to the school from what you've seen.
Oh, yes. You know, Imani has been doing very, very well, you know, since it opened 7 years ago. And we continue to push, you know, hopefully beat the district and beat the state and state test scores and just push our kids to somewhere or push our kids to doing something bigger and better.
Yeah, I mean, from the time you started back in 2010, we heard the story, how it was founded. It started with a kitchen table.
In the kitchen table, Ms. Deborah Stern.
You went through a lot of red tape, and there was a lot of ups and downs. Would it stay open? Would it close? But here you are now, thriving in 2017, going into 2018, getting better and better from what I hear.
Oh, yeah. Every year, you know, when we first started, we started in the basement of a church, 2 different churches. And then by year 4, we finally got our own building, and now we're just pumping into our own building finally. And it's going amazing.
So again, if anybody wants more information, again, just log on to the website, right?
Yep, ImaniCharter.org, and then everything is self-explanatory right there.
All right, Jamil Scott, Director of Culture, Athletic Director, thanks for joining us. Congratulations again. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to all.
Thank you, Jamil. Jamil Scott of Imani Public Charter School in Mount Vernon. Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the December edition of the I Love My Office Winners Happy Hour here at Saltier Oyster Bar and Fish House in Port Chester. We're really having a great time. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Saltair Oyster Bar and Fish House here in Port Chester on a festive evening as we're here for the December edition of the I Love My Office Winners Happy Hour. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster Maddie the K. McKay, our engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Saltair Oyster Bar and Fish House in Port Chester, along with Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Great Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Amerenac, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. We also want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. You certainly can. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, representing one of our November winners, Imani Public Charter School in Mount Vernon. I'm happy to have with us right now is Janelle Dunkley. She's a teacher's assistant with the school. Janelle, good to have you with us, and congratulations to all of you once again.
Thank you.
Now, tell us more about what you do as a teacher's assistant. What is it like?
Well, I push into a lot of the upper school classrooms, which is 7th and 8th grade. I assist with math, and ELA and science, and I also teach study skills. So I'm enhancing the students' ability to, you know, do better in their tests.
And how many years have you been at Amati?
This is my second year there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And where did you come before that?
Before that, I was working in the South Bronx. So this is my third year in education.
And so really it's your first experience in Westchester since
yes,
you came to the Bronx?
Yes, my first experience in the Westchester. I love it.
What separates this school from others? What sets it apart from others as a public charter school from what you've seen there?
In this school, it's a family. They're very supportive. And anything in your personal life, you're allowed to share, and people will support you, as well as, you know, there's no I in that building. Everyone works as a team. If you need help, everyone helps each other, and it's just a lot of love.
And what do you find as far as, like, the student-teacher ratio? They're very, very small class sizes, from what I understand?
Yes, it's small classrooms, and for the most part, it's two teachers per classroom. So we try to, you know, assist the kids as much as we can.
Well, how important is the role as a teacher's assistant to the actual teacher? I mean, what do they actually do?
We're actually supporting them. You know, sometimes we work in small groups with certain scholars who may need more help than others, and just so that they can get to the standard that we need them to be at.
Kind of like, let's say, on the athletic field, like an assistant coach in some way?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. And how do you find the students in terms of their interaction with the teacher on a daily basis? What's that like?
They love us. You know, we all have our different relationships with different scholars. But for the most part, they love to talk, you know, with us on the side and, you know, tell us what's going on in their life, as well as, you know, take help from us.
I think we've talked about it before when we were actually at the school. What's the ultimate goal here for these students? From the time they come in to the school to the time they leave, what's the next step for them?
Well, we definitely want to improve their reading and math skills and make sure that their scores are higher. And, you know, we want them to go to high school and college and just do better for their community.
And what about where the students actually come from in terms of, like, the socioeconomic level? I mean, how do they actually get into the school? Who qualifies?
It's more so of a lottery system, I believe. But, you know, I'm still new to the building, but hello. We have a lot of people in the area that are able to come in. And, you know, it's still a building school, but it's going great places. I'm just excited.
And, again, as we saw a lot of school spirit. Just right from the fifth to the eighth graders, I mean, they loved having us. And I can see, you know, the school means a lot to them being there on a daily basis. I mean, it's like a second home for them, from what I gather.
Right. It is. Sometimes they don't even want to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, after school, they want to ask and stay to see if they can stay, you know, and hang out, help if they can. They'd rather stay than go home.
So they stay there, what, up to 4 years, right, from fifth grade to eighth grade. That's a
yes.
four-year school, right?
Yes.
And from there, you know, they go on to high school,
yes.
college. Whatever their interest might be, some want to get into athletics. Whatever their vocation might be, it's a great starting point for them.
Exactly. It's great.
And so if anybody wants more information about the school, again, go to the Amati website.
Yes.
If they'd like to learn more, if they want to send their kid there, if they're thinking about it, that's the first place they should go to, right?
Exactly. They can Google Amati Public Charter School.
Yep. That's it. So just Google it, and you get all the information you can there. So.
Yes.
All right. Well, Janelle, thanks so much for joining us. And again, congratulations to you and the entire school once again. It was great to see you as the winners of the Isle of My Office. And best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Janelle Dunkley, ladies and gentlemen, again, a teacher's assistant with Amati Public Charter School in Mount Vernon, one of the November winners of I Love My Office. And that's where we're broadcasting from here right now is Saltier Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester for the December edition of the I Love My Office Winners Happy Hour. My name is Jim Cleveland. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more. The services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House in Port Chester. Again, we're here for the December edition of the I Love My Office Winners Happy Hour. And actually, we're going to do part two here. We have Janelle back with us here because, Janelle, I understand you have a very special talent when you're not working at the school. You have a name, go by the name Nellie Rose. That's, I guess, a different name that you use because I understand you have a great singing voice. Tell us about how you got into singing.
Oh, yes. I started singing back in New Jersey in the church. My mom was the choir director, and I would sing in the choirs, and I also started, you know, singing in, you know, my school, and as I got older and older, I started recording, and now I actually released my first album this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, is this something that, again, we can find online?
Yes, so Nell Rose EP, Full for Love, is available on iTunes, SoundCloud, Tidal, Spotify, anywhere you want to look, it is there. It is available via download, streaming, purchase, all of that.
What kind of music do you do?
I do R&B.
R&B?
Yes.
Is that your number one interest in terms of what you wanted to sing?
I love to sing, and I love kids, so I do both.
Yeah. And so when you listen to the album, what's the sound like in terms of that?
Okay, for the album, it's definitely the evolution of love, you know, meeting someone and getting to know them and maybe falling, you know, apart and getting your heart broken and then building yourself back up. It's about growth.
So you write songs based on your own personal experiences?
Yes, yes. Based on my life.
It always seems like music today, like, always has this message.
Right.
You know, let's say if there's something happened in your personal life, maybe it was a relationship, whatever it may be, they put it down to words and then put it into music. We hear that a lot today, music today.
Right. So I definitely poured out my whole heart on this album.
And you've had an interest in songwriting for many, many years?
Yes. But, you know, it's always a growth process. So, you know, I started out... I would say I was struggling in the beginning, but this album really, like, shows my best work, I believe.
So kind of like a second career for you, right?
Right. So I work with the kids in the day, leave there, and I sing at night.
Well, that being said, can you give us a sample of your beautiful singing voice? We'd love to hear it.
Sure. I'll sing the single, 5 Seconds.
Go right ahead.
I thought you were the one for me, but that was a lie. Oh, baby, hey, oh, and I gave to you the best of me, but you had so much pride, oh, baby, and you got me going crazy, got me going crazy, got me going crazy, crazy over you. You really put me through it, babe. And I just don't want to lose myself. I just want to breathe and stop. Just give me 5 seconds before I lose myself. I need to fix my heart. Can't fix somebody else. Oh, I need to get over you. I deserve better than you. Just give me 5 seconds so I can find myself.
Wonderful. That's so beautiful, Janelle. Outstanding.
Thank
All right.
You.
A That's Sarah Fritchinelle. Nellie Rose, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Once again, so you can find that. Where can you get the album again, for those who are interested?
The album is available via iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Amazon, Google Play Music, SoundCloud. Everywhere you're looking, you can find Nellie Rose.
Sounds good. Well, Janelle, thanks so much for joining us again. Great singing voice. Pleasure to have you on. Happy holidays to all of you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All right. Janelle Dunkley, ladies and gentlemen, Nellie Rose. Again, Nell Rose, great singing voice as well, in addition to her work as a teacher's assistant at Monty Public Charter. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break and be back with more of the show in just a moment.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live on a festive Tuesday evening here at Saltair Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester. We're here for the December edition of the I Love My Office Winner's Happy Hour. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. And we want to remind you, I Love My Office is brought to you by Saltair Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, along with Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Great Rack Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. We also want to let you know, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. You sure can. Westchester Talk Radio. I'm happy to be joined by my very next guest, representing our other November winner of I Love My Office, Franzoso Contracting, the president of the company, Mark Franzoso. Mark, good to see you again. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, as I said, we were really impressed when we came here to see how things have worked there. And I'm sure you guys have been very, very busy. We're getting into the winter season, just had our first snow. Lots going on, right?
Well, the snow that we had the other day did produce a little bit of work. We at Franzoso Contracting and most home improvement contractors like inclement weather. It produces work.
Yeah. And for those who may not familiar with your company, tell us exactly what you do and who do you serve?
Well, we serve, start off with that, we serve Westchester, Putnam, Rockland, and Dutchess counties, and we also go into Fairfield County, and we're a full-service home remodeling company, specializing in roofing and siding, windows and doors, gutters and leaders. We have a little boutique remodeling division that does bathrooms and kitchens, and we have an energy division as well, where we do air sealing and energy audits and solar.
And energy efficiency, especially this time of year, I think we talked about this before, is very critical. Trying to keep your home heated at this time of year, right? Especially with energy efficiency, that's very important.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You can't make a home, how do I describe it? Making a home energy efficient only has its benefits, and I am such a sole believer in solar energy. It's unbelievable. It's one of the greatest things in the world. Free energy. Reducing your carbon footprint, just a wonderful thing to do.
And solar panels is something that a lot of people are thinking about using. It's becoming more and more popular.
More and more popular each year. This past year, we did about 25 installations. We have a few on the board. We're also working on approvals for two of the largest systems in Westchester County. Those systems collectively will produce energy for 300 homes per system.
And talking to a lot of your employees, the impression that we got is it really is a family-like atmosphere for your employees. It feels like a second family because they're there most of the time. And well, that's just a really nice feeling, almost unique in this day and age, I think.
Well, you know what's unique about my company is that we are a family. Most of them have been there for years and years and years. I've got people that have been with me. We're going into our 38th year in business, and I've got a few folks that have been with me 35, 36 years, but most of them over 20. And I pride myself on keeping good good employees.
Yeah, the story, I remember when you started 30 years ago, I mean, the very humble beginnings, how this all built into the company it's become, I mean, step by step, really from the ground up, that's how you built it.
Each year we grow a little bit more through referral. Referral work is our number one opportunity generator. My belief is this here. If you underpromise and overdeliver, you take care of the customer, give them the best quality, and that's where I have an unfair advantage, and I've mentioned this before. We don't subcontract our work, and we have the finest craftsmen around.
And what do you see looking into 2018 as far as the company down the pipeline?
Well, for us, 2018, we're already booking for March. We should generate some sales from between now and then to take us into April and May. We should have another good year. It's expected to grow. Home remodeling is on the rise. Home prices and home values have escalated. The economy is good. People are back to work. Jobs are being created. People are spending money. And people want to spend their money, especially on their biggest investment. They want to spend it wisely. Not everyone's looking for the cheapest job. A lot of people want top quality, and we at Franzoso Contracting are there to offer it to them.
Yeah, let's face it. I mean, a home is one of the biggest investments you'll have in your life, and you want to make that house a home, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Well, if anybody would like more information about your company, Mark, where can they contact you?
Well, they could reach us online at franzoso.com. They could call us at 914-271-4572 or stop by our office and showroom, 33 Croton Point Avenue in Croton, adjacent to the Croton Harmon train station.
Simple as that. Mark Franzoso, Franzoso Contracting President. Thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Franzoso, ladies and gentlemen, with Franzoso Contracting. They're located in Croton. My name is Jim Cleveland. We're broadcasting live from Saltier Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester for the December edition of the I Love My Office Winners Happy Hour. We're going to step aside for just a moment for the short break. I'll be back right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltair Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Saltair Oyster Bar and Fish House in Fort Chester, and we're here for the December edition of the I Love My Office Winners Happy Hour. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Saltair Oyster Bar and Fish House in Fort Chester, along with Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Amerinac, and MSM Designs in Tarrytown. And we want to remind you, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, India Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Duretti Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest, representing this beautiful Saltair Oyster Bar and Fish House, the executive chef, Cedric Lemoy. Good to see you again, Cedric. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you too. Good to see you too.
Yeah, business certainly is really doing well. This is our fourth visit here. We're really impressed. Now, anything brewing you want to share with our audience tonight?
Well, yeah, a lot of things going on. I mean, the holidays season are booming. The bar is packed. The restaurant is packed. We have a lot of private parties. The use of the private room on the back is being like full capacity. We finally, you know, see it happen, like a big corporate having like private parties on the back. That's fun. Great ideas also for the holidays. Gift cards for Saltair. Always a good idea for the foodies. I make myself my well-known foie gras that I've been doing for 22 years. Selling by the pounds, same. We're selling for the foodie sites. We're going to be opening for brunch on Christmas Eve, so, you know, before the big evening, just come and join us. Otherwise, Wednesdays are getting more and more exciting every week. Sipping style, live music every Wednesday, 6:30 to 9:30. Awesome bands, good crowds, and it's just amazing. I'm so glad, I'm so excited about the holidays, like a lot of good stuff going on here.
Well, it's always busy here, of course, in the times we've been here, but are the holidays in particular busier? People come here and have a good time?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's where you see, like, the younger crowd, you know, people come out, they have some oysters, like new faces who just come and enjoy the restaurants, and, you know, you see them once, and then you're like, oh, the week after, they're back, and they love it, they try the food. So it's all good.
And that sipping style, that's become very popular. I've been seeing that posted on my Instagram a lot. A lot of people come to that?
Yes, it is. It's become more and more popular. We have a couple of bands who have been requested to come back again and again, like Michael De Luca, who's made it 4 times so far. Popular demand is awesome. And, yeah. I mean, as you can see, the bar right now, it just packs.
It really, really is. I mean, every time we've been here, I mean, it's just, again, you get a lot of the younger crowd, too. Of course, the business crowd, I mean, they come here, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what the business is for, you know? We make people happy, and they make us happy. So.
And again, those oysters, I mean, that's what it's all about. This oyster bar here is very popular, right?
Absolutely.
And out of some of the dishes you're working on, anything new that's more creativity? Anything you're working on you want to share with us?
Yeah, I've been playing something fun. You know, I like to surprise my boss. You know, from my French origins, I was saying, he was like, why don't you make some beef cheek? You know, it's just like this warm, it's comfort food. It's like a beef bourguignon. I was like, beef cheeks. So we tried it, and now it's like a big, big seller. So he's like very happy about it. I've been playing with more on the seafood side with some monkfish liver, which is more like a Japanese delicacy. So I said, you know what? I called my guy at the market, said, see if we can have some monkfish liver. So he found it. I put my own little touch on the traditional recipes. And what's really like the day after, a table of 3 Japanese people are coming and they are trying, and like, that's awesome, that's super good. It's more like even better than most of the Japanese restaurants, you know, in New York City. So I was impressed. But, you know, we keep to the basics. Only the freshest fish make it to the restaurants. If it's not fresh enough for us, it doesn't make it to the kitchen. Happy hours, brunch, lunch.
Yeah, that's the brunch again is also very popular too?
Brunch is getting popular. It's not as a big hit, but I think that people are more attracted to the oysters, the happy hour, the bands, like the night crowds. And also I forgot to mention like the beautiful lights at the bar right now.
Yes, like, I mean, just the ambience of the holidays, especially for the holidays.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody wants more information, again, what are the hours of Salter Oyster Bar, if anybody would like to come check it out?
We're closed on Monday, Tuesday for lunch, and start operating at 4 o'clock for dinner until 10 o'clock. And the rest of the week, we're open from 11:30 to 10 o'clock on weekends, during the week, I'm sorry, and 11 p.m. on Friday, Saturday.
Sounds good. Well, Cedric LeMoyne, Executive Chef, Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House. Thanks so much for joining us. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Thank you. Good for you.
Thank you. Cedric LeMoyne, ladies and gentlemen, with Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester. That's where we're broadcasting live. And again, this has been this segment of Westchester Talk Radio. We hope you enjoyed the happy hour of Winter's party going on tonight. We want to wish you a happy holidays. And on behalf of my team, Matty the K, Matt Kane, our engineer, thank you so much. And to Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Media, thank you for helping us out as well. And to our audience, thank you for joining us as well. Have a great evening. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark Creative.